some of whom I recognized. Wimpy helped everyone climb on board, a grim look on his face, his eagle tattoo pumping away. As our plane took off, I glanced out the window at the cracked tarmac and the swaying palms waving goodbye, and I thought I saw a flash of purple getting back into the van with Wimpy. We flew higher and higher, over green valleys and dark ridged mountains, and then over the coast, waves breaking on the white sands. Miles below, Oscar was in one of those tiny beach houses. Maybe looking up. How long before he returned home? Would he realize right away that I was no longer hidden in his parents' closet, using his Queen of Hearts to mark my place in the Swiss Family Robinson? So many people and places I might not ever get to see again. Looking down, I saw a quilt of faces and memories spreading out over the sea. Moncito carrying our sack of plátanos in his wheelbarrow. Tio Pepe with his white socks. Porfirio watering the ginger plants while singing his sad songs. And the purple thread stitching piece to piece was Chucha, my dear Chucha, who had helped me survive this year of my life falling apart. I stared out the window, too shocked even to cry, until we climbed into the clouds and there was nothing else to see. A little while later, I leaned against Mommy and fell asleep. When she shook me awake, it was dark outside the plane. We had landed. Somehow, I stumbled in my half-sleep across a runway, Mommy holding on to me, to a bigger airplane taking us to New York City. The next I knew, I was looking down at the view I had seen on the postcards Lucinda used to send us that left even Chucha speechless. Buildings so tall that I couldn't quite believe they were real, and patches of green like scatter rugs, and tiny ant-like people whom I could blot out just by putting my hand on the